Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. All right, I got some creepiness for you. Creep Show! That was my Crypt Keeper impression, the cackle. For those of you that have seen Creep Show, you probably know what I'm talking about. It's it's a series of comic books, first and foremost. But then, you know, there are some movies that came out in kind of the 80s, 90s, I think, where the, you know, Crypt Keeper, the kind of host of Creep Show, would always have some, you know, cackling and some, you know, decapitated head related puns or something of that nature. So, but I'm not going to talk about the Creep Show from the 80s. I'm going to talk about the reboot. Yes, there's a reboot out there. AMC, Home of the Walking Dead, Dispatches from Elsewhere. In fact, I found this because I think I recently told you that we got a cable subscription, and I was just, you know, watching Dispatches from Elsewhere and you know, The Walking Dead and whatnot on the AMC app, and then I saw, oh, wow, they rebooted Creepshow. They have a new 2020-made Creepshow episodes, and of course, I remember loving that movie as a kid, and so, you know, I decided, heck, I'm gonna watch this, so... spoilers, so if you don't want to be spoiled on the 2020 reboot of Creepshow, go ahead and watch it. If not, I'm going to here to tell you about it and spoil it for you. For those of you that haven't seen Creepshow, the Crypt Keeper is kind of this undead-looking thing that, you know, cackles like that, and once again does some, you know, horror movie-related puns as they introduce the story. It's kind of a worn out trope at this point. So, you know, the reboot doesn't, it has the Crypt Keeper, of course, but that Crypt Keeper is not, there's no monologues. It doesn't talk the Crypt Keeper, in the reboot. It just, you know, breathes creepily and reads Creepshow comic books and generally, you know, just is kind of there. It's like it's a nod to it being there, but it's really not like it was in the 80s movies. And I don't know, there's a part of me that's a little sad about that, because part of the sort of cheeseballness of Creepshow was the Crypt Keeper and the really ridiculous monologues. Now, I remember, you know, Creepshow being a lot scarier when I was a kid. You know, I grew up in the 80s, so I'm a child of the 80s, you know, that's why I love Stranger Things, apparently, you know, throwback to the 80s, and I remember watching, you know, I remember, like, I don't know, watching this 2020 version of Creepshow made me kind of miss that Crypt Keeper character. I don't know why, but the Crypt Keeper just wasn't as satisfying. There was something about the cackle and the stupid monologue and the really bad puns that just made it what it was. and I felt like I was like, oh, I was gonna be excited to get some really bad puns from this cackling demon undead creature guy, you know, like man, they just really just, you know, if the Crypt Keeper was like, you know, an artist, it'd be like, you're stifling my creativity. I can only work in bad puns. Oh, I need to work, please. You know? So yeah, that was kind of missing from the show, I think. But overall, It really does capture the spirit of the original Creepshow. However, with that being said, you know, the Creepshow is dated. Now, you know, my introduction to horror movies when I was a kid was a little non-linear. My parents didn't necessarily, you know, hey kid, watch a Freddy Krueger movie. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that. But I had, you know, seen lots of them because I was a little sneaky. So, like, you know, when we were at drive-in movie theaters, for example, those are coming back now because of COVID, right? So I heard you can, you know, drive-in movie theaters are coming back. But anyways, we'd go to drive-in movie theaters, and if I didn't like the movie we had went to see, I would always watch, like, the horror movie that was playing somewhere else in the theater. So, you know, the way the one in Albuquerque was kind of lined up is you had these six screens, I believe. I think I remember it being six of them, and they're all in a circle. So all you needed to do to see what was happening in the next movie over was turn your head. And, you know, with horror movies, like the Jason and the Freddy movies especially, you didn't really need any sound. I mean, yeah, they had the little, you know, in a drive-in movie theater, you have the little sound machine that you would take off the hook and put it in your car so you would get audio. but when you know, those horror movies were playing, I really didn't need audio as a kid. Like just the images were enough for me to what was going on. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about the fact that you can watch a Jason or a Freddy movie and not miss a thing. Like, literally, I don't felt like I missed a thing about those movies when I would watch them at the drive-in, you know, by tilting my head because I didn't want to watch whatever we were watching. So, yeah, parents, I guess keep that in mind. Oh, I know. All you kids are like, darn it, I was going to do that. But, yeah, and the other thing about, of course, growing up in the 80s is my parents had this free HBO trial that actually never ended up expiring. I don't know what happened, but we had, like, free HBO for a really long time. And my parents said, well, they didn't cancel it, you know, so we might as well just keep it or something. Like, so the cable company screwed up. I don't know what it was. And we had, like, this HBO for the longest time. And, I, you know, late night, you could go in and find a horror movie. You know, you just had to turn off when your parents came in the room. So, yeah, I'd seen some horror movies, and Creepshow was one of them. I remember really liking it as a kid and being scared. But, you know, watching it now, it wasn't scary. Like, I didn't necessarily, like, you know, I think I've told this before, that I watch a lot of the stuff I do before I'm going to bed. I pull up my iPad, I put in my headphones, and I fall asleep while watching movies or, you know, TV or something like that. you know, horror movies can sometimes leave you in a weird position. You know, when you're doing that, had a problem sleeping after, you know, I rarely, very rarely have a problem sleeping with that horror movie, but with Creepshow particularly, the latest iteration wasn't any of the stories that really stuck out as scary, you know, but maybe that's how the original one was too, I'm not sure. You know, there was a lot of throwback in it, in the sense that the monsters really were a lot like the monsters in the 80s horror movies. Like, they were obviously constructed and not CGI in a lot of them. There was a lot of moments where maybe in a modern movie they would use a CGI or there would be special effects. But in Creepshow, in this particular 2020 version, they actually did a lot of, like, stuff that I, you know, obviously was a costume or a prop or, you know, real monster-making effects. I probably, once again, to the throwback feel, but, you know, it's so funny that CGI and computer graphics and animation has gotten so freaking good. I mean, there was computer graphics in there, don't get me wrong. There was, like, this weird, you know, creature that would reach out with, like, roots, you know, like tree roots and try and get people, and that was obviously animated, but there were some animated moments, but they're, for the most part, you could tell they were costumes or that they were, you know, creatures that were created, and while the era of puppetry in movies was very cool to kind of grow up in, and I feel a fondness towards that you don't see much anymore because of CGI, but, you know, because CGI has gotten so good, a lot of it just looked kind of cheesy. in the Creepshow remake, there was a lot of stuff that was just like, oh, that's cheesy. That's kind of like, the best way to describe it is it's like, it's like looking back at something in the 80s that, of course, when I was a kid, it looked so real and so scary. And then looking back at it now, you could tell that it looks like, you know, somebody made it as a prop. It looks fake, you know what I mean? And this had that same feel to it, but it was made in 2020. So it's like, I understand the sentimentality. And obviously, there's a lot of sentimentality even making this series. But, you know, there are some points where it just kind of took me out of it. Like, there's one that was written by Stephen King. So obviously a very good writer, a good story, but when it got to the monster, it was just so silly looking that I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't help but kind of chuckle at it. And then their reactions of the actors were literally out of an old school horror movie where they were so paralyzed with fear, they would just step back and go, oh, you know, like that whole... zoom in on how afraid they look. They'll just step back and can do nothing and go, oh! And I feel like in horror movies, we've kind of grown out of that, at least as our audience expectations. I don't know, there's not too many more movies where people are sort of seeing the monster now and stepping back and shrieking with horror. They're either like they're not paralyzed with fear. I think they're like fight or flight, man. You know what I mean? Like they're either going to go after the thing or they're going to try and get the heck out of there. And the characters in that story just didn't do that. They just like stepped back, you know? And for the most part, you know, I don't know. There was nothing, none of the stories really were like, oh man, that's so good. You know, they were interesting ideas. They were intriguing, but you know, I don't know, maybe there wasn't enough time. There were only 20 minute stories, but of course I think the original one was like that too. But I was also a kid, so I think it's interesting to compare the difference of watching it. It was sort of like watching a bunch of kind of cheesy Mystery Science Theater 3000 shorts, you know? And there were some pretty, you know, good people in that. Like the woman who, I think her name is Trisha Helfer, I think she... Anyway, she played the Cylon in the Battlestar Galactica remake, and then she also more recently played as Lucifer's mom in the series Lucifer. So she played the Lilith in Lucifer, and so yeah, she was in it, and she was in one that was interesting. She got stuck in an elevator with a person she had killed, and that person came back to get her, and so a little scary. There's another one where the guy from DJ Qualls, I think his name is, you know, he's from Z Nation. Trying to think of other things. He's been in everything. I mean, when you look at the guy, if you look up DJ Qualls right now, and once you see his face, you'll be like, oh yeah, that guy who's been in everything. So once you see him, you'll know who I'm talking about, and you'll literally go, oh yeah, I've seen him in so many things. That guy just like works every single day of his life and doesn't, no part is too small for him, you know, like he'll do anything. Right. But he was in one, and that was a little bit amusing. It was like, he had a pet alien it looked kind of like the one from the show Alien, or, you know, from the movie Aliens, but, kind of smaller and white, but he had a pet alien that, would basically like take care of all his problems for him by brutally murdering someone, you know, like that, someone that he, you know, had an issue with. So, you know, for example, someone in a call center like pisses him off, and so the alien goes and brutally murders that person from the call center. So it's kind of a humorous one, and then obviously it's the same idea where it comes back to bite him. You know, another one was about this person that was in a suitcase, and every time you hurt him, he'd spit out gold coins, and the guy's roommates find out and start, you know, basically torturing the guy to get rich, and then eventually you find out that he's a demon, and anyone who was involved in the torturing to get rich scheme gets stuffed into a suitcase themselves, you know, and you know, there's that little sense of poetic justice, like DJ Qualls, he eventually, you know, has the police show up at his door when he has all these, like, body parts around from, you know, the little critter that's killing on his behalf, you know? So, they, you know, everyone who sort of takes advantage of their situation gets their just rewards in the end. So it has that kind of, like, sense of poetic justice. And you know, so there are some stories that are pretty interesting. But for the most part, I didn't necessarily walk away from this going, oh man, Creepshow, you gotta see the remake of it. You know, it was like, it was entertaining. I enjoyed the time that I was there, but it was also very cheesy, very corny, not so scary. But, you know, if you're just looking for a popcorn movie that you're just gonna make some popcorn, watch some kind of short horror stories, then you might like it. If you have a more modern sensibility of horror movies, so if you, you know, have seen something that, you know, if something that has come out in the last, like, you know, 10 years is what's really scary to you, and everything earlier than that seems a little bit cheesy, then you're probably going to want to skip this one, because it's going to be incredibly cheesy, but it's also fun. And, you know, I also want to see Mystery Science Theater 3000 take on these episodes. In fact, I'm really sad, man. Netflix canceled the new Mystery Science Theater 3000. That was, they were making new episodes for a while, and that was fun and exciting, and you know, I kind of love that show. I mean, obviously, it's, I'm sitting there watching movies so you don't have to, so, you know, I do have a soft spot for cheesy movies, but, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 made cheesy movies enjoyable. It made you want to watch them, you know, as opposed to sometimes where you're just watching them and you're asking yourself, what am I doing? Now, I didn't necessarily ask myself with Creepshow, but, you know, I definitely see the appeal, but it's also very corny. So, there you go. Creepshow Remake 2020 AMC. You can watch it all on the app, and I believe it's free. I don't think you have to pay for it or something like that. I don't know. Once again, I have a cable subscription at the moment, so you know, I'm able to watch things on cable that I normally probably wouldn't. Yeah, that's it. So, awesome. Well, go ahead and check out some of the other cool Real Paranormal Activity shows. There's an app, and there's videos, and there's podcasts, and we got everything. And if you're at... you know, then just don't be an asshole, and you'll be okay. Usually it's the assholes that get killed in shows like Creepshow, so, you know, hear that cackling, be nice. Time to put on your best behavior. All right, thank you for listening.